It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a Wisconsinite and his love of cars.
Summertime in Milwaukee is more than beer gardens and beach parties. It's also cruising season, where people bring out their favorite cars. Eric Ramos from the south side of Milwaukee has grown up in the culture, specifically the lowrider culture. As Jimmy Gutierrez tells us, Ramos is helping that scene grow.
60 Impala, 80 DeVille, Cadillac. It's the baddest Cadillac in the south side.
This is Eric Ramos.
Three-wheel king. The black and gold don't fold.
He's pointing out a few lowrider favorites at the World of Wheels, Milwaukee's first car show of the year. For this show, Eric brought out his baby, as he calls it. It's his 35 Packard. Think any Prohibition-era gangster movie. It's got an oversized chrome grille, wave-like side panels, and a velvety navy blue paint job. Altogether, there are 20 to 25 lowriders here today. And that number, like Milwaukee's lowrider scene, is growing.
The lowrider scene, I think, is bad. In the last 15 years, easily, it's changed.
While lowriders are having a moment in Milwaukee, Ramos says a lot of that scene today can be traced back to one club in the early 90s.
Bajitos. You had Bajitos shop right there on 6th and Orchard.
Ramos grew up down the block and remembers there wasn't much else at the time.
But as we grew up, I think it was our generation that blew it up.
Another major change at that time was the introduction of Lowrider magazine. It was the Vogue, or GQ for street culture, featuring the baddest rides from coast to coast. And at the end of each printing was an ad section where riders in places like Milwaukee could finally find parts they've been searching for. The problem wasn't where to find the parts, but how much to spend on them.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hundreds of thousands from buying cars, parts, adding to them. I mean, you get a car, what do you do? Rims, radio, hydraulics.
Car culture has been a family affair for Ramos. Uncles, cousins, friends got him hooked. And his parents hoped that it would keep him out of trouble.
They knew, like, this little f***er's gonna, you know, we gotta make sure we keep him busy.
They tried. But besides being drawn to cars, Ramos was also drawn to the streets.
I mean, why sugarcoat it? Yeah, I was a gangbanger. I was a drug dealer. I was a criminal.
After prison, he retired from gangbanging in the early 2000s. He knows that not everyone can walk away as easily as he did. And that's when he dove headfirst into the lowrider scene. It didn't take long for other riders to invite him out to car shows or to just go cruising. Exactly what he needed.
You know, these guys are not dealing. These guys are not gangbanging. These are, you know, some of these guys already have families.
Ramos ended up joining a car club, and it brought a lot of things he was familiar with in gang life, camaraderie, structures, but also some bad politics. So after a while, he and a group of guys branched off and started their own club in Milwaukee, Ranflitas.
They used to say the Ranfla. So the homies back then, the Zoot Suiters or whatever, you know, here comes the ride. In reality, that's what it means, the ride.
While the Milwaukee chapter is modest, 5 to 7 riders, it's a nationwide club. And their impact in Milwaukee is as large as a G-body. They've organized neighborhood cleanups, food and coat drives, picnics, and changed the narrative of who's behind the wheel. Ranflitas has also started their own car show, El Grito, which turned 5 last year, and its biggest event yet.
We seen that 5th Street was getting gentrified. 5th Street was all restaurants, tortillerias. It was a Latino thing, you know what I mean? It was all raza businesses there. And we started seeing the changes, like, man, we gotta do something just to let the newcomers know where they're at. Not being asked, but you know what I mean? Keep the tradition. Let it be known, like, hey, okay, to you guys it's new, but we've been here.
Thousands of people took over South 5th Street in Walker's Point. There was music, vendors, traditional Aztec dancers, all just a block away from where it all started in Milwaukee. And that's what this is all about, keeping the culture growing and thriving.
Jimmy Gutierrez is a reporter based in Milwaukee. He brought us that story on Eric Ramos and the lowriders of the city. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lolan Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is WPR News.